I'd like to make a case for you to really slow down this week.
Welcome to the podcast with your host, Craig T. Owens. Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. Now, here's Craig.
Throughout Christendom, this week is being celebrated as Passion Week. This is the last week of Jesus Christ's public ministry before his crucifixion and his resurrection. It's a very important week. I don't know that I can emphasize that enough. Maybe I need to put that very into bold and italics and a large font to get the message across. Let me give it to you this way. The four gospel writers seem to absolutely slow down when it comes to this one week. Mark uses about 40% of his gospel, 40% of his letters that he writes are on this week. He doesn't talk about the birth of Jesus. He gives only one verse to the temptation of Jesus, but he talks about 40% of his words are on this last week. The Gospel of John, about 50% of the entire book is centered on this last week of Jesus's public ministry. Think of it this way, in your favorite action movie, when the climax is coming, when the key moment is there, your hero has shown up on the scene. Many filmmakers choose to go into slow motion. You watch as your hero looks at something over here and checks out something over here, and maybe you see the resolve come into his or her face as they decide what they're going to do next. That's sort of what's happening here in this last week. Everything slows down. There's more details given. There's more words of Jesus recorded, more words of other people talking about Jesus that are recorded. And if the gospel writers are going to slow down that much, I think that it's a really good idea for you and I to slow down as well. Maybe take some extra time to read through the story this week. I really like the YouVersion Bible app. I think it's an outstanding way to put the Bible literally in the palm of your hand and have ready access to it. But there are some great reading plans in there. You can choose them of all different lengths. They might just be 3 or 4 days. They might be 40 days that you spend looking at this event. So check that out. I also did a series of blog posts and sermons on this entire week. I started the Saturday before Palm Sunday and went all the way through to Resurrection Sunday. So we have every day we look at that very closely. I've shared a link in the show notes if you want to check that out. But here's what I would challenge you to do. Now, we're on the other side of the crucifixion and the resurrection of Jesus. In essence, we know how that week ends. But read this story again and put yourself in the position of the person who's there right now. That they don't know. They've heard Jesus talk about the resurrection, but they don't really know. They haven't seen it for themselves like we have. I think whenever you're studying events like this in the Bible, that there's three important questions to ask. One of them is, what did it mean then? Put yourself in the shoes of, or the sandals of that person that's right there. What did it mean to them then? Then the second question we need to ask is, what does it mean now? Right now, when you and I live on the other side of the resurrection, what does that story mean now? But most importantly, the third question that I think we need to ask is, what does it mean to me now? How should my life be different? How should I think differently? How should I look at things differently? How should I follow Jesus differently in light of this story? This is a key week. Slow down. Don't rush through it. Take time to read this story again. Maybe even pray before you open your Bible and ask the Holy Spirit to show you something that you've never seen before.
Craig's new book, When Sheep Bite, is coming soon. To pre-order, go to craigtowens.com.